This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Earl Sires and Graydon Turner. We're talking about Mount Washington Valley Housing Coalition's Workforce Housing Design Charrette. This is happening over the course of 2 days, October 17th and the 22nd. On the 17th, there's going to be a community input session at the Conway Public Library at 7 p.m. And then on the 22nd, there's going to be the design day at the Tech Village from 9 till 4. And then the final big reveal at 5 o'clock, and that will be at the North Conway Community Center. For more information anytime, go to mwvhc.org. That's mwvhc.org. Earl and Graydon, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really exciting topic at the time when people are talking about the housing crunch that we're going through. You guys are looking towards solutions and reforms for the zoning and what we can do moving forward as a community with that.
Our goal with this project is basically to come up with a design that illustrates what would be possible if we made some changes to the current zoning ordinance. For the past 10 months or so, we've actually been working as a coalition on some changes to the zoning ordinance that we think would make it more appealing and possible for developers to build affordable housing in the area, because it's a major crunch right now, like you mentioned. We're running into a lot of obstacles, basically, that we think this ordinance would hopefully alleviate. Over the past 10 months, we've been working on that and trying to come up with something that would make it more feasible for affordable housing to be built in the area, and we're going to be incorporating that this year into our Charrette project. And the Charrette is really a theoretical design that we're putting together with a team that factors in community input into what they'd like to see in this type of a project. And the end result is essentially a finished plan that isn't actually going to be constructed. It's a theoretical exercise to illustrate what would be possible if we were to make some changes to the current zoning ordinance.
So if you're just tuning in, they have their Workforce Housing Design Charrette community input on October 17th. That will be 7 p.m. at the Conway Public Library. What can people expect when they arrive? Do you already have sort of a precursor design that you're then looking for input on, or are you looking for input to start the process?
We are basically going to be presenting at the Conway Public Library that evening at 7 o'clock. The building, the plan, the land that we have to say this is the project we're going to work on, this is what we want to see transformed. We'll be giving a very brief overview to the public and then welcoming their questions, their comments to find out what it is. There's a lot of people that don't know what this process is, so it's really an educational format to help them understand what we're doing and why.
And is it okay if we reveal the building that we're talking about already, or is that
it is?
It is. Yep, it's the former Conway Rec building, and it's really the land that we're looking at. The building may or may not be incorporated into the final design, but basically that piece of land is what we're going to be focusing on this year. Each year for the Charrette, we choose a piece of land, and in past years, we've sometimes worked on two properties at the same time. But essentially what we're doing this year is the former Conway Rec building. We were actually presented with the idea by one of the selectmen, so it's a really great integration this year with the town of Conway, just looking at some opportunities and possibilities for a piece of land that's very centrally located and is also very visible, which is a difference from past years. A lot of the open land isn't necessarily right on a main drag like the Conway Rec building is, so this is a property that everybody's familiar with, and so we're really looking forward to hearing at the listening session on the 17th what people think and what kind of ideas they have on how that could potentially be part of the solution to the affordable housing issue we're facing.
And if we're not talking about using the building but just the land, that also opens up a lot of potential space with that piece of property.
It does, yeah. There's really endless opportunities, and that's what's really great about this whole process is we essentially bring together experts in a bunch of different fields, architects, engineers, bankers, real estate agents, and get everybody in the room together on the 22nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they just work throughout the course of the day. The public is welcome to come and check that out as well and just sit in and kind of see how the process goes. But they basically, over the course of one day, take a look at all the options and come up with something that everybody agrees is going to be a good solution.
For more information, go to mwvhc.org. That's mwvhc.org. Let's talk about Design Day, 9 till 4 at the Tech Village. People can see the process in action.
The 22nd is a really good opportunity for people to come see the results of this. We work on this probably for 5 or 6 months, and that final day is a culmination of all of that time, but we've got architects and other professionals and financial advisors to come in and donate their time, an entire day, to come in and say, here's what we could do. The more people that show up for that event that night, that unveiling at 5 o'clock, it's really interesting to get that reaction from the citizens to say, what is possible? What could we do? And to have that conversation, like you pointed out earlier, rentals have been a big issue in this area. Affordable housing has been a big issue, and these topics seem to be coming to a head. And it's nice to see this converge now with the town asking us to take one of their properties that they've identified as having a better potential and asking us to work for it. It's a really hopeful event. Earl mentioned the article that the Housing Coalition has been working on, and it's been 10 months to draft that. And it's not major changes. There's some very sensible changes. Also, to make sure people understand it, you're voting on something that will change your town to a certain extent. I don't think it's drastic, but people should be educated on that so they know when they go into that voting booth that they're making the right decision.
Absolutely. And we're working very closely this year with the town on that proposal for the ordinance changes. So we're working with the planning board. We're working with Tom Irving. We're working with the selectmen. And we're just making sure everybody's on board with it and has a voice in it and is part of the process of putting the final product together so that hopefully everyone can support it. And whatever does wind up on the ballot has the full support of the town as well.
And it's finding that balance between keeping the town the Conway that we love and also making the town innovative where we can expand, because we're having those growing pains right now.
Absolutely, yep. It's really key to be thinking about all the different demographics that benefit from having access to housing, because it's a critical need for everyone. It's for our older population, which is rising, and our younger population, which unfortunately over the past decade or so has been going down, partly because it's very difficult to find affordable housing in the area, and this is part of the solution. That's why we refer to it as a workforce housing design charrette. Really, though, it's for our workforce, but also our young families and older folks as well who need housing, because everyone needs it.
That's right. A lot of our employers in the area have been clamoring to get the necessary skilled workforce that they need. And they feel that affordable housing is key to that. They feel that a lot of the employees are simply not available because there aren't enough places for them to live comfortably.
It's the Mount Washington Valley Housing Coalition's Workforce Housing Design Charrette. It's happening October 17th, 7 p.m. at the Conway Public Library for their community input session. Then on the 22nd, they will have Design Day from 9 till 4 at the Tech Village. 5 o'clock on the 22nd will be the big reveal. That will be at the North Conway Community Center. And you can find more information anytime by going to mwvhc.org. That's mwvhc.org. Real quick, we got to get those sponsors in. So, Earl, why don't you tell us all about the people who are helping with this project?
Yeah, we'd just like to quickly say thanks to all of our sponsors for this year's Design Charrette. And those sponsors are Northway Bank, the Bank of New Hampshire, Lupine Pet Collars, Settlers Green, HUB Engineers, Great Bridge Properties, Attitash Mountain, Cormac Construction, Coldwell Banker Realty, Pinkham Real Estate, Leon McDonnell and Roberts, Alpine Title Services, Gamwell Caputo Kelshen Company, and Hastings Malia in Freiburg.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Earl and Graydon.
Thank you very much for having us. We
thank you very much.
Seeing you guys on the 22nd and the 17th.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.